fun, not a pretty one.
I had great fun over the last week. One of the things I've enjoyed about it most is not having to think about what I was going to wear every day. Since I've been back at school, I could get up, I could put the same trousers on, put the same shirt on, and, you know, when I was out, I'd see children, maybe, you know, in Tesco's, or one girl I saw, I'd gone to pick Isabel up from guide camp, and you were there, weren't you? I can't remember your name, I'm really sorry. Hannah was there, and she sort of unzipped the jacket a bit. There was her Surf Saver shirt underneath, and I unzipped mine. There was our Surf Saver shirt. So it was great meeting people and people recognising them. But you're right, it did get a bit smelly, and so it did actually go in the washing machine every night. It was brilliant. But on Wednesday... No, it wasn't all right, because on Wednesday, not only did the trousers and the T-shirt go in the washing machine, but the USB stick with all the stuff for the club went in the washing machine, and my mobile phone went in the washing machine. And it went round and round and round, and I didn't find it, obviously, till I got it out. And what's really sad about this is it's the first new phone I've ever had. I've only ever had ones that my older boys have finished with and thrown out. First new phone. I've had it 3 weeks. And you know, we took it apart and we dried it, and it seemed to work. On the one night it seemed to work. There was a little bit of water under the screen, but I think we made a call or picked up some messages and it was fine. Next morning it was dead again. Nothing at all. And so you see, I've got all the bits to it, but it's not connected to anything. It doesn't work. And, you know, we've been learning over the past week about the armour of God, about the things that we need to help us in our lives as Christians. And on day one, we learned about what? What was it, day one?
Belt of truth.
Belt of truth. I'm glad someone was listening, please. And the breastplate of righteousness. The belt of truth. Sorry, I'm going to have to pick this up, otherwise I will forget. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And what we learned on day one was that Jesus is a truth that we can believe in and that we can stand firm in. The breastplate of righteousness, we didn't look at a great deal, but actually, you know, the Romans put the breastplate on to protect themselves. And what the writer of this passage is saying is that we need to protect ourselves by the way that we live our lives. Our character will protect us. That we need to do the right thing rather than the easy thing, and people will know us and recognise us for what we are. Day two, we learned about the shoes of the Gospel of Peace. The runners, in the day that Paul was writing, runners ran barefoot because they could go long, long distances. But the Roman army wore shoes. And they wore shoes with iron studs in the bottom of them so they could just keep going. They didn't stop. They didn't rest. They marched and they kept on going. And you know, we have to put on these shoes. We have to keep going. And we carry with us good news. And the thing we learned about was about sharing good news. So we walk every day in these shoes of good news, of gospel news, to tell other people. And does anybody remember the verse from that day? No. Esther. Fantastic. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Day three. Well done. Shield of faith. Again, it's a defense. Faith, our shield, is what we can believe in. It can protect us when bad things happen, when things that we're not prepared for come along. You know, the Romans soaked their shields in water so that the flaming arrows would be extinguished. And they all used to come together like a great big tortoise with their shields so they would all be protected. And we have our faith to protect us. What we believe in is there as a protection for us and to remember it. And what was the verse that day? Don't be afraid or discouraged, for I, the Lord your God, will be with you wherever you go. Day four, we looked at the Helmet of salvation. Well, I'm glad somebody remembers. This is another image Paul uses of protection. The helmet surrounded and protected the head. But you know, our salvation comes from believing in Jesus and following him. And you know, it was an amazing day Thursday. You know, there were some children here who said, yes, I want to follow Jesus. And that was the most amazing, amazing thing. And we need to be praying for them over the coming weeks. We need to be finding the registers, getting their names, praying for them and encouraging them so they will stand firm. And the verse we learned that day was, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Acts 2:21. Last day, sword of the Spirit. The Roman army was all very well doing all that marching and everything, but they were an army and they had to fight. And they had all sorts of weapons, but they had a sword called a gladius, a short sword, two sides, very sharp, very good for stabbing, because they had to fight. And what we learned that day is that we have to fight as Christians, but our weapon is the Word of God. We have the Bible. We have all that wisdom. We have all that advice. We have all those promises to stand on and to help us fight. And, you know, I think I had a funny moment when I was doing the worksheet for that, because I actually picked a really bad verse. The verse we picked was about asking, seeking and knocking. It was about prayer. But thinking about it, the verse we should have had was that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. And lastly, today. You know, today that the surf savers have learned that they have to pray in the Spirit. You know, God's Spirit was there at the very, very beginning of creation. It was there throughout time. But you know, when Jesus ascended and went to heaven, he said to his friends, wait for the Holy Spirit. And we learn a lot through the book of Acts and how the Spirit came, how Peter and John went to people and said, have you received the Holy Spirit? Because when you receive the Holy Spirit, you've got the power of God in you. And you know, it says that we can do anything. We can do anything with God on our side. You know, if God is for us, who can be against us? And you know, we have got that Spirit within us. And you know, that's the most important thing. That's the most important thing of all this armour of God, and the most important thing to remember. You know, we've had a fantastic week. We've had a fantastic weekend at the tent. We've had a fantastic week at the holiday club. And it would be easy now to sit back and take it easy. But you know, if you were a Roman soldier, you couldn't sit back and take it easy. Because if you were caught being lazy, you got given all the dross to eat. They gave you barley instead of corn. If you were caught asleep on duty, you were made to sleep outside the camp. If you ran away in battle because you were scared, you got beaten to death. You know, life was hard in the Roman army. But all those things, it would be very easy for us now just to relax and take it easy. And actually, we just need to be going ahead in the power of the Spirit. Keep on keeping on. Keep on doing what we've been doing this weekend at the tent and this weekend in church. So we just want to pray for God's Spirit just to fill us now and to give us the strength just to keep on. Lord, I want to thank you for everybody here this morning. Thank you for all the amazing children we met last week. For all the leaders who gave up holidays to be here, Lord. Lord, they were queuing up to be here. It was amazing. But Lord, we want to thank you that you were here. That you were here by your Spirit. And I just want to pray that as we go from this place now, Lord, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit. That you will equip us with all the armour. That we will put it on and stand firm and speak out in your name. Lord, just pray a blessing on these people now as we leave this place. Amen.
Father, we thank you for all that we've shared this last week. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for those who've given their life to Jesus and said they want to be Christians. We thank you for those that we've been able to meet for the first time. And we thank you for old friends that you've brought back. We thank you that you are a good God all of the time. And now we ask you to go with us as we go on our way this day and through the summer holiday. Would you bless us and keep us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And a big amen.
Amen.